Ukhetho lukamongameli abasekeli babancintisa kukhetho oluzayo uJD Vance noTim Walz bakhangelelwe ukuba bazanqikelana kungxoxo mpikiswano yabo yakuqala lokugcina namuhla kusihlwa. UTim Walz loJD Vance bazanqikelana kungxoxo mpikiswano le okuzaba okungela bantu njalo ezakhokhelwa ngabantu ababili obehola lengxenye. UVance ongusenator weOhio ongumsekeli kamnumzana Donald Trump uthi ingxoxo-mpikiswano le izaveza ukuba ibandla le-Republican Party lizavikela njani imingcele njalo ngendlela elizathuthukisa ngayo umnotho weMelika.
It's an opportunity for me to get to tell the American people how I think we can make their lives better and how Donald Trump's policies can make them more prosperous, can make the world more peaceful.
Leli lithuba lokuthi sitshele abantu beMelika ukuba siza kwenza njani ukuze impilo zabo zibe ngcono, bathuthuke. Njalo lokuthi uTrump uzavimba abokuza ezansi yelizwe. Singenza lokhu, sizanqoba.
Walz ongusibalukhulu wesabelo seMinnesota ungumsekeli kankosikazi Kamala Harris uthi ibandla leDemocratic Party lifisa ukunceda kakhulu izisebenzi zeMelika hathi laba abaphikisana labo abalomunye umbono.
Like all regular people I grew up with in the heartland, JD studied at Yale, had his career funded by Silicon Valley billionaires, and then wrote a bestseller trashing that community. Come on!
Njengomuntu wonke ngakhulela emvulini yendawo le hathi uJD wafunda eYale esekelwa izinothi zeSilicon Valley wathi esephuthe izifundo zakhe waloba ugwalo ethethisa uZulu. Yeyi, ayisiyo ndlela yokuphila labantu leyo eMelika. Ngifisa ukulitshela ukuthi ngimelele ukuya kungxoxo-mpikiswano le ngiyebhekana le ndoda le.
UVance wayezonda uTrump wanqoba kukhetho lwe-Senate esekelwa nguye. Okwamanje ulandela uTrump olwesihloko sokhetho esithi America First.
Enemies and a lot of Democrats call us populists like it's something of an insult. But if being a populist means being on the side of working people rather than the powerful elites.
Angithi liyabona khona manje ama-Democrats athi sizenza omina mina abakwenza engani insamba. Nxa ukuba ngumina mina kusitsho ukuthi ngisekela izisebenzi kulezi nothi, akube njalo, ngisekeleni.
UVance usanda kutshela inkokheli yamazwe akuzwekazi le-Europe ukuba kumele benike imali ele-Ukraine ukuze lilwisane lele-Russia elihlasela ngamandla. Walz uthi uVance loTrump bafuna ukudiliza ubukhokheli beMelika. UVance uthi unkosikazi Harris uthwalisa nzima izisebenzi hathi abantu bokuza.
When Republicans used to talk about freedom, many of them actually meant it. They weren't going to turn their backs on our allies. They weren't going to leave Ukraine to themselves.
Abakubandla lama-Republicans babejayele ukukhuluma inkululeko besitsho khonokho ngempela. Babengeke babalekela abasekelana labo. Babengeke bayekele ele-Ukraine lisilwa lodwa.
UVance uthi unkosikazi Harris uthwalise nzima izisebenzi hathi abantu bokuza.
What Kamala Harris seems to want to do is to give all the benefits of American citizenship to people who shouldn't even be here, and that's going to bankrupt this country.
UKamala Harris ufuna ukuba izithukuthuku zabantu beMelika ziphelele ezandleni zabantu bokuza okungamelanga babe kuleli lizwe. Lokhu kuzabuyisela muva ilizwe leli njalo kwenze kube nzima ukuthi abantu bakuleli bathenge izindlu, bethenge ukudla lokunye okubancedayo.
UWalz uthi uTrump ngusomabhizimusi ongene kwezombusazwe ukwenzela ukunothisa abanye abanothileyo.
Rig the economy for those at the top and screw the people at the bottom. That's what they do. Your costs go up. They repeal the Affordable Care Act and bring it back.
Inzuzo yomnotho ebisezandleni zabanothileyo, abantu abaningi besidla ingqweqo zomlomo bafuna ukuthi kulahlwe umthetho wezempilakahle o-Affordable Care Act, kukhulunywe ngokugula kwabantu, baphungula i-Social Security ne-Medicare okwenza umama aphile engabi mpofu.
Le yingxoxo-mpikiswano yokugcina kungakenziwa ukhetho mhla ka-5 kuLwezi. Okwamanje abanye abantu ezabelweni ezijiyeneyo sebeqalisile ukuvota. Lolu daba lulotshwe intatheli zindaba ye-VOA uScott Stearns, lalethulela yimi uDaba Kancube owe-Studio 7.